Kia ora mai tātou katoa, nau mai hoki mai, ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika, kua hau tonu tēnei ko Daphne Popata. Tō koutou kaikawe kōrero mo te wāhang o te waka reo i te ahiahi nei. O zira i tēnei wākata huri ake tātou ki te waia kei rungara tētahi wahine, hei kōrero e hangai ana ki tētahi konohi te kiriata. Katai mai ki roto o kaitai mo tēnei kaupapa e kia nei ko Aton Toa. Heoi anō i tēnei wā me tāhuri a ki tātou ki te reo tuarua. So firstly, can you introduce yourself to te hiku o tika?
Oh, certainly. My name is Charlotte Yates and I'm a singer-songwriter based in Wellington. And I'm on tour with my good friend and colleague Jill Eva Craig and we're doing a double bill with Taonga Pōro specialist Rob Thorne.
So, can we just first get a background, or your background, basically?
Right. Well, I started playing music, I guess, in the 80s, and had a little band called Putty in Hands, and then we started doing it more and more. It turned from a hobby into something that I wanted to do a lot of. And I joined another group called When the Cat's Been Spayed in the 90s. I've kept writing my own music and performing during that time, and sidebar projects were setting New Zealand poetry by the James K. Baxter and Hone Tuwharai to music with a bunch of other musicians, and they travelled around lots of arts festivals through the country. And we also worked with lyrics written by Wete Ihimaira, which was produced in 2011. But during that whole time, I've been producing my own albums of music, and they've sort of been bubbling under. They go in and in the background of television programs like Shortland Street and so forth. Kind of kept body and soul together, I guess. I did a lot of work with singer-songwriter Mahi Ngārangi Toka, who passed away in 2008. And we did two arts on tour tours together. So I've paired up with another Wellington musician who plays it, and that's Jill Eva Craig. And our performance was matched up with Rob Thorne, who we'd never met until we went on tour together.
So has this tour already started?
That's right. We started on the 10th of June in Wellington, and we've been working our way up the country. I'm talking to you from Gisborne now. We've just arrived in Gisborne, performing tonight, and I'm looking forward to coming up to Kaitaia. Hopefully it's warmer.
It is a lot warmer up here. And I tell you, the sun's still shining.
Hallelujah.
So how did you link up with Rob Thorne? We've had a chat with him on our radio station before. He's a Taonga Pōro specialist, eh?
That's right. Yes, he is. Well, he was applying to do his arts on tour, and, you know, sort of a one-man band, really. It's a lot of work, you know. And so Steve Thomas, who's the head of arts on tour, he knew I've worked with Horomoro Horo, and Dr. Richard Nuns now. And so he said, well, would you do a double bill with Rob? And I listened to his music and I thought his approach was, you know, taking acoustic-based instruments several of which he's made himself, and we were sort of taking acoustic instruments and playing with electronica, and he's using his Taonga Pōra with loops. So that sort of play, there's a parallel there, and you know, three of us can get in the van and away we go, really.
That sounded so technical.
Oh my gosh,
Baz.
Yeah, well, these things have to sort of be, you know, there's the practicalities, you know, of music making and presenting original music too, you know?
So how did you come about getting on the Arts on Tour?
because I've done four of them. I've done two with When the Cat's Been Spayed, and I've done two with Mahi Ngārangi. And I put an album out in 2013 called Archipelago, and that I'd worked with Jill on, and wanted to present that work. And you applied. I think Robert had applied. I think he was. My understanding is that there's an event shop, if you like, where people present their performances and they apply to go on Arts on Tour. and he had performed, and Steve thought it was great, and it was a really interesting presentation, contemporary presentation of Tāonga Pōro. And so that's, I think, Steve got in touch with him when he was, you know, doing a pitch in Auckland, and that's how he just emailed me.
We had a new person on board.
But, you know, this is when sort of people are trying to put festivals and combinations of performers together, and that can make for a really different evening. And, we did two halves to the show. So we will do the first half, and then Rob comes on, and it's you'll see how it all sort of connects up. And it's good to see what other people are doing close up, you know. I love it.
So what kind of things should we expect from this Arts on Tour?
Concert. Yeah, expect to, hopefully, I know it's a 2 o'clock show, it's like a fantastic thing to go to on a Sunday afternoon. And it'll be, first half will be Jill and myself. Jill plays acoustic bass, and also E-flat tenor horn, not all at the same time, and a guitar lely. So I'll be presenting some of the songs from the album Archipelago, but also the settings of James K. Baxter's poem and a piece that Witi Ihimaera had written the lyrics for. So we do an acoustic, so I'll be, I do singing and acoustic guitar, and then have a little break, and then Rob comes on, and he basically makes up, it's like one large piece of music, but with all sorts of different Tāonga Pōro. From the pukaia to the pukatara to all sorts of different kōauau, but it's through a loop pedal, so it's almost as if you're in like a little soundscape. It sounds really great, and it looks really great too.
That's awesome. Thanks for having a kōrero with us today, Charlotte. But we've run out of time. Do you have any final words to Te Heko o Teika before you leave?
Thank you so much for having us perform in the Far North. I would love coming up to you know, it's like another, for me, it's like coming to another country, and it's wonderful that you've been able to have us in Kaitaia.
Oh, you're not from New Zealand.
Yeah, I am. I'm totally from New Zealand, but the Northland feels like, you know, for me, coming from the cold, it feels like going to another country.
I was like, oh, she must have come from somewhere else. Hey, no. Thank you. Thank you for having a kōrero.
I want to go somewhere warm.
It is nice and warm up here in Tai Tokerau.
Awesome.
Okay, so hopefully we see you on Sunday the 21st of June.
You will definitely come see us at the arts complex there. It'll be great.
Okay, ka kite, thank you.
Ka kite, anō.
Nō reira I te wikoe a te reo o Charlotte Yates, tētahi o ngā kai whakatangi pūoro kai waiata o tēnei o ngā kaupapa e kia nei ko Arts on Tour NZ.